We have spoken to you before about the problems of being judgmental. We do want to mention it again, though, so that you will understand why we are encouraging you all to get over it as fast as you can. And that is, remember that anything that comes out of your mouth and extends outward comes through you. So if you are finding yourself being critical of someone out here, it is because the energy is rolling through your criticism of yourself. What is sometimes a bit confusing is that you may believe that it should be the same criticism, and it often is not. In other words, you could be thin, but you could be critical of someone who was overweight. And so you say, well, that could not be about me. But of course, what it is about a belief about weight. And that is what all that is coming through. So when the criticism goes out like that, it is moving through a belief that you are holding about weight, and a belief, you know, we would certainly have to say that is not a loving or correct one. And we are not perfect, so of course there are going to be those moments of judgment. But if you can remember that what came through you came through something you are holding inside of yourself, then even when you feel it happening, you have an opportunity to go back and see what is causing all of that judgment. The other thing too is that when you know that you are built in love, and you know that that is what you are here for, then when the things that are moving through you are not like who you really are, there is a shame that gathers in your body, which is bad for your health. It is bad for your mental health, but it is bad for your health as well. Now, we want to talk about this and not get it confused with perfectionism, because perfectionism is what we are not talking about here. But what we are talking about is matching your own energy, so that what is moving through you is like who you are. When that is flowing through you, it is not only healthy for you, but it is good for everyone around you. And the ability to match your true self, not perfectly, we are not speaking of perfection, but to match your true self, then you are doing a thing that is true to who you are, true to the way you were created, and a blessing to the world around you. And of course, as with anything, the opposite of that is that if you are sending something through yourself that is harsh or negative or judgmental, but it is not like who you really are, then it is running a kind of damage through you and will damage in the world. So as we heal, what actually happens is we become more consonant with who we really are. The thing we say is more like our heart. The thing that we do is more like what we value and what we hold dear. And that is what we are trying for. Now, of course, we do want to mention wounds, because we all have them. And when you are sending an energy through your wound, it is something that is harming you and harming other people. That is the nature of it. And that is one of the motivations for lovingly healing our wounds, because we not only wound others through our wound, but we wound ourselves as well. And there comes a time when we do not wish to do that anymore. So what we are looking for here is respect and reverence for our true energy, for our true shape, and its connection to the universe, because this is the way in which we can actually serve and heal not only ourselves in what moves through us, but the world around us. In thinking about this, we must have no criticism, because we all are where we are. But we do want to have consciousness. And as a small tool, if you find yourself critical of the same thing or the same person 2 or 3 times, then we can guarantee you that there is information for you about yourself, about either how you are moving or what you are believing, or how you are wounded. So we simply want to remember that, and remember that the goal here is not perfection. It is genuine respect for identity and the healing that comes through the recognition of that identity. So we will take a few moments and speak together about this, in this teaching as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Make a straight spine and begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love come all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel a gentle wind blowing, and let the wind blow away anything that might have caught in your field during the week. Release it, let it go. Let the wind blow away resentment. Let it blow away anger, upset, fear. Feel the wind taking it and let it go. And feel a golden seed in your heart center. See how bright, how beautiful and strong that seed is. And plant it in the garden in your heart. and feel the earth surround it and nourish it and give it all that it needs. And open your crown, feel the sun shine down through your body and shine on the golden seed. And feel a gentle rain fall and nourish that seed in your heart. And breathe and watch what that seed becomes. Feel it maturing, rising up through the soil in your heart. And let yourself see what it is becoming. Now feel the golden light of the universe begin to enter your body, making your crown wide open to receive all that you need, all that supports you and illuminates you and makes you strong. Feel the flow of that light into the third eye, making you wise and able to see. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the communication center. And feel the golden light displace any communication that is not who you are, restoring the power and the strength and the beauty of your own identity in your communication. Let the golden light fill your heart center. Nourish what is growing. And feel your heart center growing with that light. Feel the golden light flow down into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light relieve you of the emotions which are caused by things you no longer wish to carry with you, and feel them replaced by the emotions of caring and respect and reverence for who you are and for how you were created. Reverence for your heart and your mind and your gifts. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. And feel that golden light move any judgment or shame out of your body so that your body no longer needs to be interacting with this. And feel the second center begin to purify as it was designed to do. to purify, to relieve, without judgment, but with compassion and love. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden energy break up any blockage in your root center so that you remember who you are and how you love to create. And feel the flow of all of those centers moving together, communicating with each other, and drawing wisdom and power from the universe. Feel that golden light fill your body and go to the places in your body that might need healing. And feel that energy move outside of your body to make a field to protect you and to draw to you what is truly yours. Go back into the center of your heart and see what you have grown there. And know that what you have grown there is your gift. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.